Learn about history in a museum itinerary. The butterfly house. Among winged insects, butterflies are the most beautiful creatures. A harmonious body, elegant and sensitive antennae, weightless and multicolored wings that look like works by the greatest painters. A thousand times you followed the hesitant flight with an enchanted gaze. A thousand times you waited for them to come to you to admire them. A thousand times they surprised you with shapes and colors never seen on reports from distant continents. That is, Bordano offers you the opportunity of an exciting meeting with these gracious and spectacular gifts of nature in the house dedicated to them, that in the three greenhouses with different tropical ecosystems welcomes dozens and dozens of butterflies that fly freely and sometimes accept to suck from your hands a little sugar water. And you can also observe the different stages of life, from hatching eggs to caterpillars to mysterious chrysalises and to the splendor of colored wings. Just look around and you will find other curious insects, cute mammals, snappy amphibians, quiet reptiles, giant insects, and colorful birds. And you can marvel at the mimetic ability adopted by many beings to be able to live undisturbed or mislead their victims. Internepo Botanical Park, Regional Eco-Museum of the Val del Lago. To you, who loves nature, Bordano reserves another charming offer, the Internepo Botanical Park, Val del Lago Eco-Museum. The park includes the Leskovich Garden and hosts native plant, geological and faunal typicalities, offering naturalistic excursions in the mountains and around lake of the three municipalities, the largest lake in Friuli and the region. The visitor center is home to the exhibition of lake fishing and reference point for the Eco Museum for educational activities. The park also houses some sculptures of the artists Eddie Carrer, Veronica Fonzo, and Flavia Robalo, representing the history and culture of the people of the lake. Museum of Milling Arts, Mulino Cocconi, Regional Waters Eco Museum. The Roggia Plovia route, over 6 kilometers long, was traced in the year 1100 into the plain of Gemona to allow the installation and operation of mills, sawmills, and water smithies, thanks to the force of the water taken from the Tagliamento and returned to the same river downstream through a tributary. Of the three mills initially built near the town of Ospedaletto in the last century, only the Cocconi mill remained active, the only water mill in Gemona recovered after the earthquake. From the old plant building, it has now been created the Center for Environmental Education of the Waters Eco Museum, which guarantees an important observation and discussion point not only for the material culture, but also as an evocative moment of reading of the territory with a view to environmental, economic, and social sustainability. All through educational workshops, guided tours, and documentary archive, open especially to the new generations. Regional Natural Park of the Julian Prealps, Venzone. Whether you choose to venture on foot or prefer the bike, experiencing the park gives you emotions that reward you with the fatigues of the visit, thanks to the fascinating proposals of always safe paths that guarantee you to reach the destination you have chosen peacefully. Agritourisms, guest houses, mountain refuges, shelters and bivouacs give you the certainty of stops and overnight stays to enjoy the serenity of untouched nature. Along the specially equipped nature trails, you will always find complete information on the characteristics of the environment you are going through. But if you want to learn more about the park and its peculiarities, you can participate in guided hikes or ask to be accompanied by a nature or mountain guide. Regional Nature Reserve of Cornino Lake, Griffon Vulture Park. The Nature Reserve of Cornino Lake is the reference point for the Griffon Vulture Reintroduction Project for the Eastern Alps, thanks to the release of individuals born and raised in the park. The colony of these particular vultures is formed by over 100 individuals, but in the summer period, it can even exceed 200 units. Imperial crows and eagle owls are also at home here, and there are frequent sightings of roe deer and wild boar. At the visitor center, you can find detailed information on the local fauna and closely observe griffon vultures and other raptors which suffered trauma and are housed in aviaries awaiting healing. A short distance away is the feeding point where the griffon vultures of the colony come to feed. But you cannot end the visit before having admired the charming green heart that gives the reserve its name, the tiny Cornino Lake.